السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه واتقوا الله إن الله تواب رحيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكن خيرا أو ليصمت، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, in this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us not to backbite of each other. If someone backbite about somebody in his absence, is like he's eating the dead flesh of his brother. It's so severe. And no one likes to eat the flesh of his own brother. So riba, backbiting, is that severe sin, which is amongst the kabair, amongst the major sin. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that anyone who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the one Allah without any partner, and he believes in the day of judgment, these are the fundamental beliefs as a Muslims, to believe in one God alone and to believe on the day of judgment. Then what he should do? فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا. He must only speak the good, otherwise keep quiet. So Prophet ﷺ said, this is not the sign of the believer, a true believer, who backbites. If someone is backbiting in the society, it means there is a deficiency in his iman. His iman is not complete, his iman is not perfect. If the level of his iman, which is required by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he possesses, then he cannot backbite. So if someone is backbiting, it means there is no perfect of iman, then you have to work on it. My brothers and sisters, as we witness in our society, backbiting is spread widely. Even those who consider themselves or people regard them as the punctual Muslims, righteous believers, those who are punctual about their ibadat, their prayers, punctual, you know, coming to the masajid and doing the good actions in amal, their majalis, their, you know, gatherings are not without backbiting. I mean, they are also involved. Although they are so punctual about their prayers, their all other ibadat, but as a human being, they are also indulged and involved in ghiba and in the backbiting. It is very difficult, it is very hard to protect ourselves from this great sin. And we have to work hard for this. It's not that easy. Because it's so general, it is so common, it is like our second habit. Whenever the two brothers get together and they greet each other, Assalamu alaikum, then say, how is going? That's how the conversation starts. How is going? And then ends up with someone's riba. Towards the end, he's going to mention comments or say something about the third person who is not there. Hazrat Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh highlights a severe on several ways the tongue can be misused, including lying, false promises, backbiting, singing, arguing, debating, mocking, engaging in immoral discussions, and slandering. He dwells into each of these topics in detail. On the topic of backbiting, he defines as saying something about a person in their absence that they would dislike. If they come to know, people were talking, two brothers talking about me like this, he feels bad. So that is called backbiting. This includes remarks about their appearance. Oh, look at how ugly he looks. Look at how short he is. Things like that. Or family background, something about his family, or about his education, or about his clothing, or about his house, religion, behavior, or character, etc. There are so many ways of backbiting. For example, calling someone is a dwarf, or he's saying something, he's so tall, he looks so ugly, and this causes him discomfort. And this is called backbiting in Islam. Similarly, calling someone a sinner, look how bad he is. He's gambling, he's drinking, he's doing like this. Who are you to judge him? Look at yourself. How much of sins you are committing from the morning till evening. So we should not be judgmental about others. Leave it to the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator. He will judge each and everyone on the day of judgment. We don't have that authority to remark or regard or judge anyone in this way. Criticizing their profession, behavior, or personality, such as labeling them miserly, he's so miserly, or he's so coward, or he's so hypocrite, or short temper, he's very short temper, also falls under the category of backbiting. Any remark you make of someone, it is regarded as backbiting. A mention was made regarding a woman who would fast but give trouble to her neighbors. Sahaba came, companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and praised one lady in Medina. She's so pious, she's so punctual. Whole year she is fasting, nafal fasting. She is praying tahajjud. She is not missing any salah. She is so pious. But she is troubling her neighbors. She is abusing the words. She is passing some comments. And neighbors are not happy because of his, big mouth. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he heard all these things, he said, she will go to the hell. It's so severe, my brothers, that people were praised by his outward ibadah and prayers, but because she was not controlling her tongue and she was troubling her neighbors with all this ibadah, with all this fasting, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, she will go into the fire. Her ibadat, her fasting will not help her on the day of judgment, because all this will be taken away from her. As we know the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one day he asked to the Sahaba, what you people think about a poor person? So generally, this is our concept, this is our thinking. So Sahaba radiallahu anhu replied, Ya Rasulullah, we regard a poor person, a destitute person is that who doesn't have money. That person regarded as a poor in our society. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, no. On the Yawm al-Qiyamah, a rich person and poor person will be in different concept. Inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wealth got no value. Will not help on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. There will be only a'mal, actions, deeds, behaviors. You say a person will come with abundant, you know, righteous, good actions in a'mal. He had prayed so many prayers, fasting, hajj, umrah, sadaqah, piles of his reward. He will come with that. And he will be so happy and he says proud about it. Look at me, how much of good actions I have accumulated for today. So with these all actions, definitely, certainly, I'm going to go into Jannah. He will be so happy, overwhelmed. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call him with all his actions. And then hukukul ibad will start, the rights of the people. He will see the lines of the people standing and asking and claiming that he has certainly, you know, abused me. He has backbited me, he slandered me, he did this wrong to me, he did that wrong to me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command the angels, all, okay, take this much amount of his good deeds, give it to him. Take this amount of good deeds, give it to the next person. Likewise, one after the other, you know, all his piles of good actions will finish. Zero. Then, there are still people are standing in the line, waiting for their turns. Now what? Angels say, Ya Allah, if all actions are gone, we distributed among those who are claiming. He got no left in his account, no good action left. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, okay, in this way, bring the sins of those people who are waiting on his book of deeds. That is a judgment. A day of insaf, day of judgment. So those people who were waiting for their rights, hukukul ibad, their sins, angels will bring and put in the amal of this person who never committed sin. He was righteous, he was God-fearing, he was abid. All the sins of those people will be bring into his account. Now there is no good deed left. It's only the sins, and sins will pile up. So angels say, Ya Allah, what we should do? He say, he deserves hell. Throw him into the hellfire. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that person is the poorest person inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. We each and every one of us, my brothers and sisters, we have to judge ourselves where we stand. We think we are pious, we are righteous, we are doing all the amal and praying every salat, every day without missing, reciting the Holy Quran and all actions. All these actions are individual actions, is going to benefit ourselves alone. But what about hukukul ibad, the rights of the people? We all are lacking in that regard. And that will be big problem on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. Big problem. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, do you know what backbiting is? What ghiba is? Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala responded, yeah, Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam know the best. They told the adab and etiquette of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whenever Rasulullah used to ask them the questions, although they knew the answer, but out of respect, they used to say, Wallahu wa Rasuluhu a'lam. Allah and his Prophet know better than us. Ya Rasulullah, we don't know the answer. Because whatever answer we know, maybe it is better answer inside of Allah and his Rasul. So always that's how they used to say, Wallahu wa Rasuluhu a'lam. So this is where they replied. Then Rasulullah said, the mention of your brother, the mention of your brother or saying about your brother regarding which he would dislike. He was asked, what if the statement made was to be true? Because sometimes we say, oh, I'm speaking the truth, I'm not scared of anybody. I can see on his face, he did this, I saw him, he said like this, I have proof. But he doesn't like it to expose his secrets. He doesn't like to be exposed his bad habit. You say, no, I heard with my own ear, he said like this. Or I saw him with my own eyes, he did like this. And I'm not scared of him, I'm not scared of anybody. I can tell on the face, this is our comment. And this is what we regard as a bravery. I'm not scared of anybody. So Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, if that comment or whatever remark has been mentioned about that person, it's really in him. He really did this thing or said like that. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if it is true, that is called backbiting. And if it's not true, what you said or what you saw, which is not true, then it is slander. It is slander, even worse than backbiting. Hazrat Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Alayhi mentioned that backbiting or speaking others in a negative manner falls under the three categories. Number one, riba, backbiting. Number two, bohtan, false allegation. And number three, slander, blaming someone without any base, without any proof. Slander, it is the worst category. On the day of Qiyamah, a person has to be proved. And how is going to prove on the Yawm al-Qiyamah if a person never did like that? That is an ilzam, that is slandering, and it is worse than backbiting. A person who engages in backbiting invites, number one, this is the harm and this is the side effect of backbiting. He invites the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because everyone created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you say bad about the child or son of daughter in front of their father or mother, that, look at your son did like this, look at your daughter is doing like that. Parents, they don't like it. Even they know my son and daughter is doing like that. But to expose their bad habits in front of them, they don't like it. Because after all, they are their children. What about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our creator? Who has created each and every individual? You backbiting, slandering, saying bad about that person in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who knows everything, he won't like it. Just like parents don't like saying bad about their children. So it invites the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It loses their good deeds on the day of judgment, as I give example. Their deeds will be transferred to the individual they spoke about negatively. They will inherit the sins of the person they spoke ill about it. So backbiting is compared to eating the flesh of a bad person and consider it as worse than zina. Adultery is very great sin. But backbiting is worse than zina, worse than adultery. Why? Because if a person is committing adultery, he realizes I have done something wrong and he apologizes. And this is the sin between Allah and himself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ghafur Rahim. Allah can forgive. Inna Allah la yakfuru an yushraka bihi wa yaghfiru ma duna dhalik liman yasha. Other than shirk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised through his infinite mercy, he will forgive. So zina, it falls in the hukukullah, rights of Allah. There is a hope. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive, overlook. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا innahu wal ghafurur rahim. But as for huququl ibad, the rights of the people, people are not merciful. On the day of judgment, they will stand up. Ya Allah, I need my good deeds. He did this to me, he did that to me. Please do the insaf, justification, to their day of judgment. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to judge accordingly. And huququl ibad is worse and more severe than huququllah. Because as I said, people are not merciful. They will take revenge. They will take back whatever, you know, they deserve on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. That's why in Surah Al-Hamza, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, وَيْلُ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ. Woe to every person who backbites, slanders in people's absence, and to the one who insults and abuses people in their presence. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah defines humaza as the one who roams in spreading the false allegation about the other people. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that the one who steers and carries the tales will not enter into paradise. May Allah save all of us from this kind of allegations and bad habits. May Allah give us tawfiq and ability to protect our tongue and safeguard our tongue.